USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. One Chicago police officer died and another was seriously wounded Saturday night during a confrontation on the city's south side, according to reports. Two suspects were taken into custody while a third suspect was being sought, police said, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. At least one of the suspects was hospitalized in critical condition after being shot, Fox 32 of Chicago reported. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blasted Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives nominee David Chipman during remarks on the Senate floor, asking the Biden administration to stop flirting with this profoundly misguided nomination.
There's a long record of hostility to lawful gun owners, a variety of complaints from those who've worked with him in the past. How could it get worse?
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Senate advanced the bipartisan infrastructure bill on Saturday afternoon, breaking a filibuster to end debate on the deal crafted by a group of 10 senators alongside President Joe Biden. Two Republicans who had previously voted against the bipartisan package, Senators John Cornyn of Texas and Deb Fischer of Nebraska, voted to advance the legislation. Cornyn will offer an amendment to help pay for it.
Simply give states and local governments the flexibility to use unspent COVID relief funding on infrastructure projects.
Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan on Saturday called for the lower chamber to be adjourned until Monday as not enough Democrats showed up for the special session. A quorum is not present, Phelan said Saturday afternoon. He adjourned the chamber until Monday, minutes later. Texas House Democratic Caucus Chair Chris Turner said the Democrats broke the quorum in an attempt to block the Republicans' election bill. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A number of San Francisco deputies will seek employment elsewhere or opt for early retirement if they are required to take the COVID-19 vaccine under a new imposed vaccine mandate. San Francisco officials recently announced that all city employees will have to be vaccinated or face possible termination. San Francisco officials recently announced that all city employees will have to be vaccinated or face possible termination. Louisiana is dealing with a surge in COVID cases and hospitalizations. With more is USA's Dan Naraki.
Louisiana is facing one of the highest rates of COVID infection in the country, setting a record Friday for people hospitalized with the virus with more than 2,400. It was the fourth straight day that the state set a new high. Dr. Mark Klein is the physician-in-chief at Children's Hospital in New Orleans and says that the state's healthcare system is being pushed to the brink. He tells CBS News that they're facing a whole new challenge in the Delta variant.
You know, we're just dealing with a different animal now than we did a year ago. This new variant is not only more contagious, it's more virulent. It's impacting young people and children in a way that the original version of the virus did not. And hospitals across the state of Louisiana and a number of the adjoining states are just inundated to the point where we're really concerned that we won't be able to provide care to others who need us.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.